What's up, Mzanzi? Welcome to Farmers Inside Track, episode 399, powered by IQ Logistica. I'm your host, Octavia Spadil. In this episode, we delve into the critical but often overlooked issue of data storage and access in South African agriculture. Farmers Friend is tackling these challenges head-on, empowering growers to unlock the potential of their data. Our guest, David Jeroman, Director of Business Development at IQ Logistica, sheds light on why historical data is the secret weapon of successful farming and the roadblocks currently preventing farmers from storing and utilizing this valuable information effectively. Welcome to Farmers Inside Track, David. Can you provide an overview of the updated internal features of Farmers Friend that are being reintroduced to the public?
Good day, Octavia, and thank you so much for having me again on your podcast and allowing me to speak a bit more about Farmers Friend and what we're bringing further to our farmers as well. So some of the updated features that we're bringing are really cool, exciting stuff. We've got activity summary and reporting. So what that does is actually allows the user to summarize what they've spent and what they've done on their farms and actually pull a report, whether it be on a PDF or Excel. This just allows a lot more further enhancements of the application and all it's a lot more usability that the farmer can actually get in-depth costing and in-depth analysis and what's happening land by land and really get a good understanding of what's happening. Some of the other cool things as well that we're going to start bringing in terms of engaging with the farmers is building a bigger network. And you'll see, I don't want to expose too much, but we're going to do a really cool press release on it. You'll see that the farmer will have greater access to a bigger network beyond their reach and beyond what they might have when it comes to our Farmers Friend Enterprise as well.
How do these updated features improve the user experience for farmers compared to previous versions of the app?
So what these features are really doing is broadening the ecosystem that the Farmers Friend is bringing to farmers, as well as their partners as well with enterprise. And we're really allowing that stream flow of information and data to make it a lot more seamless in order for the farmers to really get an understanding of what's happening and therefore offer them up a lot more interaction, whether that be their financiers or their product input providers, as well as their insurance companies as well. We're really starting to strengthen that ecosystem surrounding the farmer.
What specific challenges or issues do these new features aim to address for farmers?
So some of these challenges that we're trying to address with these new features is the strength of the ecosystem surrounding the farmer. As we've mentioned before, some of the issues that the farmers face is access to finance, access to product and insurance. And what we're doing at Farmers Friend with this new features, which will allow the farmer to connect seamlessly and quickly through the touch of their fingertips to various stakeholders in the agri industry and just sort of cement their place and really allow them to get that information that they require, as well as the support that they require. Farmers Friend wants to facilitate and make sure that we build this strong network with farmers as well as the stakeholders and allow for that information to flow seamlessly. And when it comes to the activity summary and reporting as well, we want to offer farmers the ability to actually see, you know, where they are not doing well, where are they doing well, and not only for themselves, but for these stakeholders that want to actually have take interest into the farmers to sort of solidify that ecosystem, as I've mentioned, digitally.
Could you explain how the tutorial guide added to the app will help users, particularly those who might be new to using technology or unfamiliar with agricultural apps?
So we do understand technology is advancing rapidly, but the usability behind that and the education behind that really becomes an important part of who we are at Farmers Friend. And we work a lot in terms of how we can support farmers and how we can throw in various ways within the application to help guide the users via tutorials and videos, etc. And we've got various user guides on our website that help farmers exactly what they need to do in terms of the onboarding process, how to map your farms, how to use all the various features on the application. So it is all there on our website. We post many videos on our social media explaining how to do certain things. So we really try and do a lot of work around providing farmers with necessary information in order to use the application and the features.
What key elements will the tutorial guide cover and how will it be presented within the app to ensure accessibility and ease of use for farmers?
So we do have the tutorial guide built in to the application that allows you to sort of go through the features and actually see how to do certain things like mapping your farm and mapping your fields as well. But as I mentioned, the tutorial guide really just explains step by step. We've got videos as well that really break down exactly how users should use specific features, what is the best way to use specific features, and exactly how to access that is easy. Like I said, you go to our website and you have the ability to access any tutorial guides, information guides as well on the application.
In what ways has user feedback and input been incorporated into the development of both the updated features and the tutorial guide?
So user feedback is extremely important to us, and how we incorporate it. We spend a lot of time with farmers. We spend time on their farms, see how they do things, what works for them, what doesn't work for them. And that really comes back to myself and the product team. And, you know, when we establish a feature and how not only what the feature does for the farmer, but actually how you use it. What are the problems that might hinder that feature from being fully accessible to farmers? So, you know, when you look at some of our features like offline capability, we understand that, you know, when you're out in the farm in a field, that internet access might not be readily available. And we incorporate that. We spend a lot of time with the developers, and the feedback we get from our sales team and from our product team when putting things together. So user feedback is really an important part in terms of how we set up the platform and how we develop absolutely everything from even logging on all the way through to looking at the insights, etc.
Are there any unique or standout features of Farmer's Friend that you believe set it apart from other agricultural apps on the market?
So we believe that Farmer's Friend as a whole is actually the standout feature, in saying that the ecosystem that surrounds Farmer's Friend and its ability to connect to enterprise and form this network that the farmers can be a part of is absolutely the standout feature within Farmer's Friend.
How do you envision these updates and the tutorial guide contributing to the overall successes and adoption of Farmer's Friend among farmers?
So one of the biggest challenges that we at Farmer's Friend face when introducing it to the public is trying to bring in technology to optimize the farmer's day-to-day activities rather than replace. You know, technology is advancing very quickly, and sometimes the public might not advance at the same rate, and everything must be gradual. However, the ideas surrounding it and what we try should make the biggest impact, and not the product itself, but the offering and the ecosystem that the product brings should bring the biggest impact.
Can you speak to any potential challenges or barriers that may arise in reintroducing Farmer's Friend to the public, and how do you plan to address them?
So the way we envision updates as well as any user guides contributing to, you know, the overall success is we don't do anything that is unnecessary. We believe that every feature and every update that we do has value, whether it be to 80% of farmers or 100%. You know, we believe that whatever we add to the platform adds value that a farmer needs, and just solidifies the ecosystem that Farmer's Friend is building.
Looking ahead, what are your long-term goals or aspirations for Farmer's Friend in terms of supporting farmers and advancing agricultural technology?
So some of our big long-term goals and aspirations for Farmer's Friend, really, and being a big player in the agri-tech industry, is to honestly solidify and build relationships digitally for farmers. You know, we want farmers to start understanding their data and what it means for their business and how to optimize and be the best farmer that they can be with information at hand, and ready to build a sturdy digital ecosystem that farmers can rely on. No matter where you are and what your farm is like and what your business is, that you have this digital support system that you can rely on to offer up that network for all farmers across the entire continent to really rely on that digital ecosystem wherever you need. You need that support structure. We at Farmer's Friend want to be that digital support structure.
Thanks so much, David Jeroman, Director of Business Development at IQ Logistica. For more on the topic, visit www.foodformzanzi.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. From me, Octavius Pandil, our technical producer Megan van der Veen, and the rest of the hashtag team Foodformzanzi. Thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Foodformzanzi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.